Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on ASMAR, A-S-M-A-R, Bowie, B-O-U-I-E. ASMAR, Bowie is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Appeared on 11-6-22. He was pushing a cart of pet food. Period. The cart collapsed on his legs and feet, causing him to fall. Period. He did go to an emergency room afterwards. Period. With this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be contusion. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He also relates being re-injured at work on 11-21-22. Period. He slipped on his sweater. And alleged injuries to the right shoulder, low back, right knee, and left foot. Period. He conveys that he simply went to the emergency room and had therapy afterwards. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Bowie was seen at the Spirit Urgent Care on 11-9-22. Period. He said he was stocking shelves from a cart of dog and cat food when they fell on his left leg. Period. His pain level was 8/10. Period. He was examined by Dr. Lanza, L-A-N-Z-A, who then treated and released him. Period. Follow-up continued over the next several weeks. Period. He did have x-rays done on 11-9-22. Period. These involved the left foot. Period. There were no fractures or dislocations identified. Period. Osseous mineralization is within normal limits. Period. Joint spaces were maintained and he had no significant degenerative changes. Period. Soft tissues were grossly normal. Period. On 11-21-22, x-rays of the right knee were normal. Period. At his final visit for the first injury on 11-14-22, he was to continue wearing his boot, take ibuprofen, and see an orthopedic specialist. Period. New paragraph. When he returned on 11-23-22, Mr. Bowie complained of pain in the neck, right shoulder, lower back, and right knee since 11-21-22. Period. He was at work using crutches. Period. He slipped on the floor and fell on his right shoulder and right knee. Period. He thinks he slipped on the floor and fell on... I'm sorry. He thinks he stepped on a sweater or piece of cloth. Period. He had been to the emergency room where he had x-rays of the shoulder and knee that were negative for fracture. Period. He currently was presenting in a wheelchair with low back pain and neck pain, shoulder pain on the right side, and knee pain. Period. He feels his neck and lower back are in spasm. Period. He's still in a boot and having trouble walking. Period. He also could not raise his shoulder due to the pain. Period. He was referred for physical therapy due to sprains of the neck as well as pain on the right shoulder, right knee, and low back. Period. New paragraph and put it where it fits chronologically. On 11-21-22, he was seen at the Spirit emergency room. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right shoulder and right knee, both of which were normal examinations. Period. He continued to be seen at Spirit Urgent Care Network through 12/14/22, appeared he was then referred to orthopedics and was prescribed Xanaflex and ibuprofen. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Bowie was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 12/22/22 due to right shoulder and knee pain. Period. His pain level was 10/10. Period. He diagnosed right shoulder pain, right knee pain, as well as contusion of both areas, for which he recommended an MRI on each. Period. Corticosteroid injection was given to the shoulder. Period. Upon exam, he thought most of the symptoms are hyper-exaggerated in the knee and therefore recommended a final diagnostic treatment with an MRI to confirm that no tears were present. Period. If it confirmed that this was negative, he would have reached maximum medical improvement for the right knee. Period. He then did undergo an MRI of the right knee on 1/4/23. Period, it demonstrated no ligament, common meniscal or chondral pathology. Period, there were no osseous abnormalities. Period, MRI of the right shoulder was done on 1/18/23. Period. It found mild supraspinatus tendinosus, comma, peripheral tear of the anterior superior labrum, and fraying along the periphery of the anterior labrum, comma, blunting along the periphery of the posterior superior labrum, semicolon. Chronic inferior capsular sprain versus chronic capsulitis, comma, small effusion, comma, mild AC joint arthrosis and subacromial bursitis, comma, no fractures. Period. Cervical spine x-rays were done on 1/25/23 and were normal. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays were done on 1/25/23 and were also normal. Period. He continued to see Dr. McAlpin through 1/23/23. Period, they reviewed the MRI studies and a repeat clinical exam was done. Period, Dr. McAlpin opined the MRI of his right knee cleared him for any internal derangement. Period, remained at maximum medical improvement for the knee and could perform regular work duties without restrictions. Period. In terms of the shoulder, MRI confirms no internal derangement greater than mild tendinosis. Period, therefore, he had reached maximum medical improvement for the right shoulder. Period, he was cleared for regular work duties without restrictions. Period, new paragraph. The petitioner was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell on 1/13/23, period. His assessments were neck and lumbar sprain, period. He recommended complete x-rays of the cervical and lumbar spine and bring all imaging with him when he returns, period. He should continue outpatient physical therapy and had not yet reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He did undergo the x-rays of these areas as noted just above. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mitchell through 3/6/23. Period. He did not move. Scratch that. Physical exam did not reveal any motor or sensory deficits or reflex abnormalities related to the spine on multiple visits. Appeared he does not put weight on his left lower extremity and ambulates with crutches. Appeared he does not move secondary to lack of effort. Appeared given the persistent spinal pain, he had undergone MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine. Appeared he has been prescribed sufficient therapy that he can now perform a home exercise program. Appeared there was no structural pathology on these MRIs, and therefore no treatment would change his condition. Appeared he deemed the petitioner was at maximum medical improvement and should avoid lifting greater than 5 pounds. Come end range, cervical lumbar flexion and extension, and allowed positional changes and use of crutches. But these would be permanent restrictions. But at the conclusion of the visit, the patient, quote, indicated he was leveling with me and being honest. But he wanted me to know that he is in pain and no one believes him, period. Tylenol is not enough to relieve his pain. But he stated he has been told everything is normal and okay, but he is in pain. But while he was telling this, he was texting on his phone and moving both arms quite easily. But despite his weakness throughout, which at times was 3/5 motor strength, he is able to ambulate and use his crutches without difficulty. Appear this is not consistent, as the lack of strength on manual motor testing would not allow him to ambulate with crutches. Appear in summary, the patient has diffuse weakness and pain without any objective etiology. Appear based on my multiple evaluations, I do not believe he has true physical findings. Period. End quote. New paragraph, Mr. Brewery was also seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero on 2/14/23 for his left foot pain. Appeared he stated he was not feeling any better from the last visit. Appeared he was still ambulating with crutches and attending therapy. Period. Dr. DiVenero opined there had been appropriate time for resolution and healing of his foot contusion and no further treatment was required. Pretty was considered a maximum medical improvement and could return to full unrestricted duty as it pertains to the left foot. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Passive range of motion at the right shoulder was decreased in all spheres. Period. AD deduction was 40 degrees, comma, abduction 140 degrees, comma, flexion 90 degrees, comma, internal and external rotation to 75 and 70 degrees respectively, with extension full to 50 degrees. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L4, compared to L2 on the left, both of which are suboptimal. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the right shoulder could not be performed due to his lack of cooperation. Period. Extremities lower. He had moderate tenderness to the left forefoot on its medial aspect. Period. Many muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted left extensohalysis longus strength. Period. He states he has pain in this foot secondary to it being stepped on. Period. Feet and ankle normal, cervical. Active flexion was 25 degrees, comma extension 40 degrees, comma. Rotation right, 70 degrees and left 50 degrees, with side bending right, 35 degrees and left 30 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, he had superficial global tenderness from approximately the T7 level and inferiorly in the absence of spasm. Period lumbosacral, he ambulated using crutches with a limp on the left. Period. He used the crutches to pull himself up from the seat. Period. He states he is using his crutches for cervical, lumbar, and right shoulder injuries, quote, just in case. Period. End quote. He was able to stand on his heels, but not on his toes. Period. He changed positions extremely slowly and squatted to 15 degrees using crutches. Period. He narrated his gait movements, period, his gait and joint range of motion, period. He actually held his crutches throughout range of motion evaluation here, Grady sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 10 degrees and extended to 5 degrees. Period bilateral side bend was to 5 degrees, and bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. Period there was superficial global tenderness throughout this region, sparing the greater trochanter, sciatic notches, and sacroiliac joints. Period there was no palpable spasm of the paravertebral musculature. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Elicited an only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions. Asmar Bowie initially injured his left foot at work on 11-6-22. Period. He was placed in a boot and was treated conservatively. Period. He had various diagnostic studies that showed no substantive acute abnormalities. Period. He then alleged to have been injured again on 11-21-22 when he slipped and fell. Period. He had further evaluation with orthopedic and neurosurgical specialists. Period. He had an MRI study of the right knee and right shoulder, as well as x-rays of the cervical lumbar spine. Period. Dr. Mitchell found him to have a hyper-exaggerated presentation and deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Also, at the conclusion of his treatment, Dr. DiRenero deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Both of them opined he could work in a full-duty capacity. Period. In paragraph, the current examination demonstrated several signs of functional overlay. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the right shoulder in all spheres, preventing provocative maneuvers from being performed. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. He used his crutches to ambulate and limped with his left foot. Period. He held onto his crutches throughout range of motion testing in the lumbar spine. That is quite unusual. Period. He demonstrated minimal active range of motion in the lumbar spine. Period. He had superficial global tenderness in both the thoracic and lumbar spines in the absence of spasm, and consistent with symptom magnification. Period. He also verbally narrated his gait and range of motion as they were performed. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the left foot or either leg as a result of the incident on 11-6-22. There is also 0% permanent, partial, or total disability at the right shoulder, low back, right knee, and left foot as a result of the incident on 11-21-22. Period. The petitioner appears more functional than he would otherwise portray, as illustrated in his states he is using crutches, quote, just in case, period, end quote. He did not elaborate and does not seem to have an objective physical abnormality that substantiates his need for crutches, period.